brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Breaking news that should be up any minute. It's huge. And guys, get the video as soon as it goes live. Like, Watson already had the video earlier today. We probably should have already gotten it. Call Watson, ask him, I forgot to tell you that, of the drone video he's got. Ask him for that immediately so that we have that as soon as the article comes out in the next 10, 15 minutes. Just incredible information on the drone front. I'm just going to leave it at that. And I will get to a ton of news as well. Oh, it's up. It just went live. Okay, video. DHS-funded drone spies on private gun sale. I'm not kidding. You cannot make this up. You cannot make this up. Now live at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And just hit refresh because we don't have auto refresh on the site. We probably should put that in there, but people can complain. Maybe we should set auto refresh to every hour or something because people don't remember to hit refresh and they like have yesterday's news up there. Because, see, we have to use caching because our site gets so many visitors or the site would go down. But then it's a cache-heavy site. I don't want to get into internet stuff. I'm going to cover this when we come back from break. So this has now gone live at Infowars.com. In fact, guys, dial up Watson. Let's get him on Skype right now. Yeah, let's just call Watson. Get him in front of the Skype for the next segment, and then get that video grabbed as fast as you can. And you know what? This dovetails with the video. I never aired all of it last week. The one about the Pentagon mini drones, where the big mama drone flies over the mothership and then drops the drones on you. I'm going to cover this, and then I'm going to go to your phone calls, and I'll give the number out in the next segment. And then I want to ask listeners. You've got a total arms race by our so-called government that's been hijacked by foreign banks. You've got the media involved in collaboration selling total tyranny as if it's a loving thing like mommy making you a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. It's time to say no to this, and it's time to admit how hardcore everything's gotten. And then we're also going to get to the Ted Nugent video. Ted Nugent called into the show yesterday, and I want to air the first 5 minutes of it. Jakari Jackson's going to cut the 20-minute interview or so down to like 5 minutes, some of the highlights. That was a pretty good interview with Ted Nugent, and he's getting harassed something fierce by the feds right now. So that's coming up as well. But, it really makes me mad, as I talked about with Congressman Ron Paul, who just joined us. It really, really angers me at a fundamental level that the system is trying to bankrupt poor people, to put them on welfare, to then start cutting the welfare later. It's bad enough to make somebody dependent, but then to make them dependent and then cut it off incrementally in just a slow anaconda or boa constrictor kill. I'm not taking this sitting down, is my point. And it's not that I'm a hero or a tough guy, but any mammal out there, if you corner it, it will fight back. And I'm still wired that way. And it's pathetic that people see that as so honorable. This happened everywhere I went this weekend. Everywhere I went this weekend, basically everyone knew who I was and was a listener. I mean, I drove, 30 miles outside Austin to a small town. It happened there. And I don't mind it, except that it's weird to never have any privacy. And I'm not talking about that to go, I'm famous. No, I mean, listen, I can go to Minnesota. I can go to Chicago. I can go to New York City. I can go to California. I can go to Honduras. And I've been to Honduras. And people stop me walking down the street. Large numbers of them. But now, I could go to England 7-8 years ago and have like every 20-30th person I walk by stop and be a listener. Now it's like, I don't know how this show's so big because the numbers aren't there. Sure, we show about 15 million people one way or another every week hear or see the show, but this is a lot bigger than that. I don't know what's going on, but we should be able to take the country back with this many people awake.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this Monday edition. We have breaking news right now. Video, DHS-funded drone spies on private gun sales. A company hired and paid to produce drones specifically to spy on the American people. This is breaking on InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars Nightly News, exclusive. Right now, this is big. You tie it into veterans by, it's got to be the tens of thousands. I ran into people this weekend who are vets, who have no background in mental illness, getting letters saying, prepare to turn your guns in. The NRA got a hold of the memo. The White House responded saying it is their memo from the Justice Department saying we need to register all the guns and then confiscate them basically all. It says all guns are bad. They should just all be taken. Incredible. And they say only 35 people actually died to mass shooting, which is true. They say it's 87, but they go on to say most of those were gangs killing each other. So it was only 35. And so they use that to say, let's just take them all. You've got that, the 2 billion rounds of ammo, the military training for domestic operations, the Army manuals for gun confiscation, the Army manuals for domestic FEMA camps. All official. Just type in Army Manual FEMA Camp. It's all official. Army Times, you name it. It's crazy, ladies and gentlemen. It's crazy what's going on. But if we can force a public debate about this, it's unconstitutional, it's illegal, we can reverse it and say, no, we don't want smart meters spying on all of our appliances and tracking us, as the CIA director had told Wired magazine they do. We told you that 10 years ago, but it's in your face because they're just getting you used to it. Yeah, we're watching your kids at home over the laptops the school gave them that you paid for with tax money. Well, that's 1984. No, it's no big deal. Again, Robert Gibbs has now gone public saying he was told to just say drones didn't even exist, even when they were admitted, the drone program. Because they're talking to an audience that is dumbed down. They're targeting the general public as if we're a bunch of idiots. So you've got this massive buildup against the people. And you've got the paper targets of gun owners and women and children and a lady in her bathrobe and a five-year-old boy. And it says, no hesitation, these are your new targets. The company apologized but said, hey, Homeland Security bought $2 million of these from us, $2 million worth. They asked for these. One of the biggest paper target makers in the country. And again, ladies and gentlemen, this is outrageous what's going on. This is outrageous that the Marines and Army are training in mass programs of just mowing down thousands of people dressed as U.S. civilians. But it's okay because they use the code that they're zombies. So you have a giant buildup by our so-called government to kill us. Enough bullets to kill every American six times now. Over 2 billion rounds. The strike vehicles, the tanks, the helicopters, the drones. All of this. DHS video. Video. DHS-funded drone spies on private gun sale. Incredible. Promotional material for Shadow Hawk depicts firearms transaction as criminal activity. The promotional video for a surveillance drone now being purchased by law enforcement bodies across the country with the aid of DHS funding shows a UAV spying on a private gun sale. Now, again, everything, not just this. If it was just this, you know, it'd be worrisome, but it's hundreds of data points. It's all about, what does the Homeland Security Manual say? Gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, constitutionalists, in the fetters, Ron Paul supporters, anti-New World Order people, conspiracy theorists, but what's number one? Returning veterans. Returning, they even have, we broke this years ago, but it suddenly got in the news last week, the first class of FEMA Corps being graduated, paramilitary. I had the article, New Defense Clandestine Service, when civilian and military operations, that domestic security force, with a base goon level, schmuck, tattletale, Chivano, I guess that's what Tony Montana, a rat, a spy. You want a Chivano on every corner? Watching you, telling you what to eat, when to sleep, what to wear? You like squid? You a sheep? I mean, come on, folks. Is this classical hardcore tyranny, the biggest, fattest, ugliest thing the world's ever seen, in our face, using military tactics of saying, I don't exist, I don't exist, I don't exist. Let me explain something to the globalist. You see 10 million guns a month being sold. You see the panic out there for a real reason. Sometimes a panic's a good thing. Get people out of their trance. America knows about the foreign takeover. What I'm talking about is now being picked up by every other major talk show host. You understand that? Not because I'm some great person. I was just someone aware of it before others who didn't care how I sounded and didn't care about how many radio stations I was on because I had to get the word out any way I could. I just mailed out 150,000 free bumper stickers. It even paid for the shipping. I'd mail out 10 million if I had the money. But I'm so busy covering news, I don't even plug money. Go to InfoWarsShop.com. Buy ProPure water filters. Already has the lowest price. Buy shirts, DVDs, films, books. Buy it all. I'm telling you, if I got a $1 million donation right now, I'd spend 100% of it on mailing out, I don't know how many. It would cost $35,000 for the stickers and the shipping. About $32,000, $33,000, I forget. The point is, how many would $1 million worth of bumper stickers? And the average bumper sticker is seen by 20,000 people in 1 year in its lifetime. Average lifetime about a year, 12 months, some last longer. It'd be billions of views, billions. I mean, listen, this is real, folks. I'm willing to die for this information. But I intend to win the info war with God's help. You are living at the crossroads. This is an incredible time to be alive. Everything's happening right now, and it's just started. The fuse is lit, folks. All the stuff you see is just the fuse burning. The explosion, politically, is either going to go into total tyranny, and they're going to use that to totally take over, or we, like judo, use their energy against them and rip their arms politically out of their sockets. And I'm telling you, this is it, ladies and gentlemen. This is it. This is the big enchilada right here. This is it right now. You got to act now. You don't act later. Like, well, what do I do? Speak out. Warn people. Call and talk radio. Go speak at city council. Hit your knees and say, God, I want to fight the corruption. I want to defend the innocent. God, tell me what to do. Believe me. Believe me. You know what God really likes? I'm telling you this from experience. God likes you just saying, hey, I'm not praying for anything except please have me do what you want. I'm weak. Take me over. That's the prayer right there. Take me over. I'm yours. I'm yours. I'm yours. Okay? That's the answer. Because this is it, ladies and gentlemen. This is the big one. Okay? Everybody can feel it. Everybody can see it. It's all just going to get crazier from here on out. Listen to this. Promotional video for the surveillance drone now being purchased. You guys can start rolling it over me. The promotional video for surveillance drone now being purchased by law enforcement bodies across the country with the aid of DHS funding shows a UAV spying on a private gun sale. The promotional video for a surveillance drone now being purchased by law enforcement bodies across the country with the aid of DHS funding shows a UAV spying on a private gun sale, falsely depicting the scenario as a criminal activity. That's how they do it. It's just like warfare. Notice Paul gets that. It is important to emphasize
405.
It is important to emphasize that private firearm sales without background checks are not illegal under current law in the United States, although gun control advocates are feverishly trying to change that with new legislation. The government claims that 40% of all gun sales are conducted without background checks. And it goes into the Shadow Hawk drone, and Homeland Security is paying for thousands of these to be delivered to counties all over the country. In fact, a bunch of these have been delivered to Texas. In fact, this training video is from Texas. And he got this out quickly. He did a great job. He breaks down how it's all part of a huge arms buildup. I'm going to have Paul add to this. Oh, look at that. It's Patriot types. They're... Look, he's dressed like a good old boy. Look at that. He's wearing a dress like a Texan right there. All the training manuals, all the training videos. When the Marines train, they train to kill their daddy. Look at this. Be advised, they are spying on the guy buying a handgun. This whole thing is for gun owners. And I'm going to have Paul add the civilian inmate labor camp program into that. I'm going to have him add all the military training to go after gun owners in that, and the fact that they say the gun owners are the big target. I mean, this is all pointed at you. A huge arms buildup against the American people. And they've got crosshairs on the folks that are buying the gun. So what's Homeland Security for? A gun confiscation, civil war in America.
Subject just pulled an assault rifle out of the...
Yeah, now he's showing him an AR-15.
Looks to have optics, flashlight added on.
Oh, this is so evil. Again, they're casting gun owners as criminals. I want to bring Paul Watson up. We're going to break here in just a moment. Paul Watson, I mean, you add all this together, all these data points. I mean, this is crazy. And now they're saying... Today, you wrote another article, they want to use these drones against us publicly, and they already are in places like North Dakota and in the Dorner case. Paul Watson.
Well, yeah, that was a lobbyist at a recent House committee hearing in Washington State. And he basically admits, this is Paul Applewhite, whose company was founded to provide unmanned systems and training to government and industry. So he's in bed with them. And he basically says, not only have they been doing targeted killings abroad, because we know, 5,000 people, most of them completely innocent, have been killed by armed drones, but they've been doing indiscriminate targeting of people abroad. So that's a new one. And then he advocates that police departments across the United States be given the power to use armed drones to conduct manhunts, like we saw with the Christopher Dorner thing.
Absolutely. It's total militarization, total Pentagon takeover. And who do they work for? The collaborators work for the foreign banks. And military, there's not going to be military soon. It's all going to be drones and robots. Here's the story right here. Activists launch campaign against autonomous weapons. Killer robots must be stopped. Stay there, Paul Watson. We'll come back to you.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Hey everybody, Ty Bollinger here. Once again, real life, real stories.
And he discovered Carnivora, was so thrilled with the product that he shared it with his family and his friends and his patients. My dad was a family physician, he was a medical doctor.
Almost all the symptoms were either diminished or gone. Amazing product, amazing results.
Like an amazing thing, having such a profound change in how I feel and knowing that it was the Carnivora that did it.
And a lot of patients got better, ranging from immune dysfunction to allergies and infection.
Here's the toll-free telephone number to call to access the Carnivora telecast at Carnivora.com on Tuesday, March 12th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Call 1-888-694-9666. That's 1-888-694-9666. Once again, 1-888-694-9666. Visit Carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY to order now.
Nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, or painful bowel movements? Have you considered your toilet posture? The colon needs proper alignment for faster, more effective elimination, and that's exactly what you'll get with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse or a pill, the Squatty Potty is a healthy step in the right direction, is doctor recommended, and starts at just $34.95. Call 855-628-1099 or go to SquattyPotty.com, spelled SquattyPotty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
And again, ladies and gentlemen, if I rant and rave a bit, it's because if I saw people robbing and beating my neighbors, I'd get all upset and hop up and down like a wild dog. That's how you're supposed to act. I mean, you're supposed to get upset. You're supposed to. That's why CNN hadn't had me back. because that was breaking people out of their trance. A lot of people, probably 30%, were very uncomfortable by it. Oh my gosh, you know, gun owners shouldn't be that upset and yell. That makes us look bad. And the media tried to spin it like that, but then backed off because, no, wait a minute, they are trying to take our guns. They are lying. Pierce Morgan's not being reasonable. He doesn't care about kids. He's exploiting them. That's outrageous. You're going to start another revolution. People need to know the response they need to have. And it's the same thing with these drones. You're going to take our money and militarize everything when clearly you're preparing for war with the best people in this country, hardworking constitutionalist veterans and people like that. That's outrageous. Where are the congressional investigations? Where are the arrests? Where are the impeachments? And now, the main helicopter, that's what it is, a medium-sized helicopter drone, same one they crashed down, and Katie bought one and crashed it outside of Houston. They're buying tons of these for local departments. And what are the training videos and the advertisement? Guys selling guns to each other. I mean, give me a break. They're going to stop criminals having guns. It's the idea of gun owners being criminal. The DHS targets all of it. Paul Watson, who broke this news at InfoWars.com just 25 minutes ago, joins us. Paul, break down your take on this. And again, the calls in Congress by lobbyists and others. Again, they're just getting us used to it for the Skynet drones. Go ahead.
Well, this is a $500,000 drone. It's being funded by the Department of Homeland Security because they're paying for half of it when police departments buy it. So they're putting forward $250,000. It's a 50-pound mini helicopter. And according to the website of the makers, Vanguard Defense Industries, it can be fitted with tasers that can shoot barbs up to 100 feet. It can be fitted with 12-gauge shotguns and grenade launchers. So while it depicts the American citizens as engaging in criminal activity for selling firearms, they're preparing to put firearms on these drones, and they've got people lobbying for them to be used domestically to hunt down suspects, so then the police can become, you know, Judge Dredd, judge, jury, and executioner inside the United States after they've already killed thousands and thousands of innocent people with armed drones abroad. But the comments are interesting, Alex, because, you know, every time we put an article out, it's like, fake, this is fake. People said it about the shooting targets of pregnant women and children. The company later had to apologize.
They said it about the 1.6 billion bullets. Just like Gibbs was told, say there's no drones. It's just this is a psyop, yeah.
It's like confirmation bias in reverse, just anything to deny reality. And it's real. You can go on the Vanguard Industries website, and that's their official YouTube channel. You can go on that and watch this same video clip, which is where I got it from. And then there's another one who says that the long rifle depicted in the clip is an SBR short-barreled rifle, which requires Class 3 paperwork, meaning it is illegal, and therefore it's perfectly reasonable.
Yeah, that's not true either. It's the short barrel stuff is on shotguns. Unbelievable loads of bull. It's the feds. It's sock puppets and feds crawling all over InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and it's important to point them out and to go look up sock puppets. This is not a joke. The Department of Defense admits they have hundreds of thousands of private contractors, hundreds of thousands, engaging in domestic propaganda against the American people. All of it illegal. Our government has taken over. It is illegitimate. Go ahead, Paul.
And it's all part of this slippery slope to approving, authorizing, justifying the use of armed drones against American citizens on U.S. soil. CNN, a couple of weeks ago, Erin Burnett, she was on there advocating armed drones be used against Christopher Dorner. And again, they'll use a test case like that, who, you know, a cop killer, to legitimize it. And then eventually, you know, it's spying on gun owners, as is depicted in this clip. And the whole thing behind it is it links criminal clandestine activity with gun sales. So, yeah, they may be portrayed as criminals in this clip, but they're selling guns and they're making that association. That's the whole point. Meanwhile, the DHS is buying 2 billion rounds of ammo. They're buying 7,000 fully automatic assault weapons and calling them personal defense weapons. And yet, Americans are under suspicion for selling handguns privately. So we know where this is all going. It's preparation for mass civil unrest. That's why they're doing all this.
Absolutely. I'm going to say this very slowly for everyone. I know most of you know this, but we've got to get this out to everybody. I'm going to say it very slowly. In all the training manuals, the targets, the preparation, the target is law-abiding citizens The government is preparing for a Soviet-style purge of the American people. This is a red-level emergency. The government is evil. Paul, stay there. I have a few more questions.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. It fooled me, you can't get fooled again.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I want to get your view as listeners on the giant arms buildup, the memos going out to veterans to turn their guns in, the DHS memo saying they want total gun confiscation, the billions of rounds of ammo, the paper targets, the training manuals that gun owners, conservatives, libertarians are the enemy. I mean, this is like 1918 Russia. And if we follow the orders of this illegitimate criminal government, it's over. I mean, they are really horrible people. They plan on fully gutting this country. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Paul, last week we aired part of a video, we'll play some more of it in a moment, with the Air Force showing a drone flying over and launching little drones that land on your power line and spy on you. Well, that's what the smart meters already do. You just pay to have them put on the side of your house illegally. The boldness of this takeover but it's accelerating for the collapse. I mean, does the system really think some drones and some spy systems? People, it's not going to matter spying and having intel on people when they hate your guts and know you're a foreign occupier. It doesn't matter. I mean, I get these calls about, oh, my gosh, the military will get us. The military, we've already woke them up. The globalists couldn't hold Baghdad with 100,000 troops. I'm sick of this. I mean, we'd have to be the most cowardly, pathetic people in the world to keep putting up with all this. But then I see the general public watching the Oscars and sucking their thumbs. I mean, it's quite a spectacle. Go ahead.
Well, I guess the people who matter, Alex, aren't going to send their guns in because they're not the people sucking their thumbs, are they? I mean, those people in Katrina, a lot of them turned their guns in, so it's whether people are delusional enough to believe the lie that it's for their safety, which is what they're going to be told. But you mentioned 1918 Russia. I put out an article on Friday with a Russian communist propaganda poster from 1918 where it says, "Comrades, turn your guns in," which of course is a chilling resemblance to the Dianne Feinstein quote. But I've noticed in the aftermath of your appearance on Piers Morgan, there's been this kind of meme on behalf of gun control advocates and statists saying, and they've completely taken over the Google search results in this, saying, Hitler never took the guns, Stalin never took the guns. They're trying to literally rewrite history to claim that tyrannical, barbaric regimes in history did not engage
in gun control. Yeah, I saw your article. And Salon and CNN, they've got the top links along with Nazi groups saying Hitler didn't take guns. Well, technically, Weimar Republic had gun restrictions on the books. Then Hitler selectively enforced them. It is a load of crap that Hitler didn't take guns, not just in Germany, but all over occupied areas. And yes, you have all the liberal sites that are really authoritarians going, there, no one ever took guns for authoritarianism. Absolute complete bull.
Well, Nazi weapons law, November 11, 1938, prohibited the Jews, quote, from acquiring, possessing, and carrying firearms and ammunition. That's a direct quote from Hitler's law. So, yeah, he took existing gun control laws, tightened them to a draconian level, and then put people in prison and killed them if they violated those laws. And then you had the Warsaw Ghetto, of course, which was only unsuccessful because the Jews did not have an adequate access to firearms. And in fact, Goebbels wrote in his diary after the fact, quote, "This just shows what you can expect from Jews if they lay hands on weapons." And then you look at, as he said, 1918.
No, Russia. Shalon and CNN and the Daily Beast, Hitler didn't take any guns. He was a nice guy. Come on. Man, and now Stalin, you're going to say Hitler was bad, Paul? I mean, you are a right-wing extremist. Why don't you agree with Time Magazine that Hitler didn't take any guns?
And Stalin was a nice fellow as well, apparently.
Oh, well, hey, let me show the article. Here it is. Communist propaganda poster, comrades turn in your weapons, and it's on record they took the guns, but that doesn't exist because CNN says so. Okay?
And in this article, I cite history books written by noted historians, and they talk about Stalin. In 1918, the communist government banned private ownership of firearms. First, it was registration, then they banned them. The punishment was 6 months in prison. Then Stalin comes along later. The punishment for possession of firearms by a private citizen who is not a Communist Party member is death. So to claim that Stalin, and of course Stalin's model was mimicked in China and Cambodia, same result, gun confiscation, mass genocide.
No. There's no drones either. Paul, it's like ABC News when they were here. They said, nobody's calling for world government. And I showed them the clips, and they said, that's a different world government. Everything's fine, Paul. Come on.
And the shooting targets put out by the DHS contractor were all fake. They never existed.
It's ridiculous, the propaganda.
But, you know, you're Bill Hicks, I'm a lizard. That's documented. That's important to discuss.
Oh, and it is entertaining. Keep it coming. More, please. No, seriously, in closing here, and I'm going to play a clip from this Air Force training video and then play a clip from Ted Nugent with us yesterday when he called in, and then we're going to go to your phone calls ahead of Mike Adams coming in studio. There's some type of diversion on the road, so maybe a little bit late, but Mike Adams breaking news coming up as well. In closing, I just want to say this. Folks, support us. I want to finish the new studios. I want to do the satellite uplinks. I've got a bunch of money I got to spend. And the more money comes into our operation, the more we can fight. And is there any place out there hitting the globalist harder every day than InfoWars.com? Yeah, DrudgeReport.com. And thank God they're carrying some of our news and helping magnify that as well. But when it comes to really fighting the globalists, we're the best there is. And we need your support. And we're able now to force this news out to get the other big talk show host to cover it. We're having major breakthroughs right now. So whether it's a ball cap, a camouflage, Don't Tread on Me, InfoWars.com, or an Obama Joker shirt, or a Don't Tread on Me shirt, or a Come and Take It shirt with the Second Amendment written in it, buy water filters, you name it, at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, and click on all our sponsors at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and try to support those sponsors. We have a ton of ads on the website just because it's an old format. I'm going to try to change that down the road. There's more news on the side and stuff. But try to click on the sponsors themselves and support them, because there's so much I want to do. I mean, there's just so much. If we have the capital, we can do. But and I know how bad the economy is as well. I know it's they're really trying to squeeze people out there. So those of you that do have worth, those of you your financial worth, those of you that do have the extra capital, you should be buying from us books, videos, materials, and giving them to others. Even if you're totally awake, you should be buying the Alex Jones Everything Special, 20-something films. You should be getting all the other books and videos, the high-quality water filters, all of it, because not only do you get a great deal, you support the transmission and spread the word about the show as well. Paul Watson, anything else you'd like to add?
No, that's it. Alex, subscribe to PrisonPlanet.tv.
Absolutely. PrisonPlanet.tv. You get 11 memberships for $5.95 a month now, so you can give it to 11 people who can simultaneously log in at one time. It's really more than that. PrisonPlanet.tv is exploding because of that system we've launched. It's all about reaching more people. So become a mega subscriber. I mean, go get one membership and give it to your friends and family on username, passcode. Boom, PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, thank you, Paul Watson.
Thank you.
All right, I'm going to play a few minutes of this just because it was so interesting. It was exciting. I mean, I've had Ted Nugent on probably 10 times over the years. But Ted Nugent called into the show yesterday because he lives down here in Texas. Every time I say that, people go, really? I thought he lives in Michigan. He's got a place in Michigan, too, but he lives here pretty much full time. I know folks that are friends with him and go shooting with him. He has a ranch north of Austin, in between Austin and Waco. So I don't know how else to explain that to people, but I assure you. And we're going to be getting him on the show very, very soon. In fact, the date's already been set now. They got back with us today. And so he's going to break some information here on the show. I'll just leave it at that. We've got some other big guests tomorrow. Michael Savage is going to be joining us. And then we've got other big breaking news we're working on. And then, there's a bunch of stuff this week. When it rains, it pours. And people are really waking up right now. And the quickening is happening. And more people are reaching out to us because they're like, man, I thought you're a little out there, but it's all happening. Hey, I don't deserve any credit. The globalists are all public about what they do. They just play these mind games of, no one ever took guns. No, they didn't take guns anywhere. People are like, are you sure, Alex? Because they say no guns were taken. Yeah, they said they didn't burn down Dorner. And I'm like, there's six different videos of them saying, we're going to burn the house down. Well, are you sure, Alex? They wouldn't lie. Because if they're lying about that, that means they're bad. And then that's kind of scary. So I'll just say they don't lie to us. Folks, it's reaching a rotting point, a busting point. And a flashpoint. Let's go ahead and go to a clip of this and then to your phone calls. Here's Ted Nugent. And we're answering the phones in there. Give the number out. First caller comes in. We open the phones up. It's Ted Nugent. Because our phones aren't just open on the Sunday show. It's a computerized phone system. You have to turn it on. He turns the turns the phone system on. Boom. Yeah, this is Ted Nugent driving in. I want to come on and talk about what Alex is talking about and thanking. And so while I'm playing a video clip, I'm going, okay, asking, well, I think I tell the story here, so here it is. Now, I was down at the Piers Morgan thing in New York, but also in Houston, in Katy a few weeks ago. They're covering it when he was down there, and I saw Ted Nugent drive through, waved at him, he rolled down the window and said, I'll kick their butt for you, and drove in. to the building where I'd been earlier, there at the Tactical Firearms, and a fella called in saying he was Ted Nugent, who's been on the show probably 10 times in the last 15 years or so. In fact, I've been trying to get him on lately. Somebody called in saying they're Ted Nugent, and I said, okay, ask him, because I couldn't talk to him just now and run out there and find out who they are and make sure it's Ted. I said, ask him what he drove into the Piers Morgan thing in Houston in. And he said, my pilot's cruddy gray SUV. So it's either Ted Nugent or it's somebody that was there and knew. So I'm very excited to get Uncle Ted on with us. If it's Uncle Ted, I'll recognize his voice. Is that Uncle Ted?
Alex, greetings from the self-evident truth army that supports everything you do, man.
That was
definitely me in that cruddy SUV, and I'm just calling to let you know that those of us who dance on the skull of Piers Morgan ought to communicate more often, because you did God's work, man, and I'm calling in to say thank you.
Well, no, I want to thank you. Hey, I know you're a busy guy, but when can I get you on the show?
We need to do it soon. I'm really, really busy these days. I just happened to have a wonderful dinner with my daughter in Houston. I got in my truck on my way back home to Waco, and I heard you coming on the air with the new telephone number, so I dialed it. I figured I'd just jump in and say hello.
Well, listen, can you do maybe 10 minutes with us while you're driving?
Yeah, I think as long as I got a signal, I'd be more than happy to, because what you're celebrating and what you're sharing with the radio listeners out there is indisputable, it's irrefutable, and I got to thank you, because it's so late in coming that those of us with the balls and the inside view of the criminality of this government right now, the unprecedented abuse of power and corruption and fraud and deceit by the Chicago gangster scammer Acorn in chief, it's so diabolical that I just wanted to say thank you from the trenches.
No, all right. Please don't thank me, sir. We want to get your take. Absolutely. And there's like 18 minutes more of it up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But he said he's going to break some info here on the show very, very soon, and he has been set back up for the show. But it conflicts with another interview I'm doing, so we're going to tape it. But anyways, we're going to get him back on the broadcast. Very exciting to have that happen. Things are always fun when they're a surprise. That's why I always surprise people with news or big guests, because I like surprises. Some people don't like surprises. My lawyer calls me or something. I don't like those kind of surprises. But right now, let's go to your phone calls. For those of you that have been patiently holding the last few minutes, let's go and talk to Zachary. No, Joe in California is first, then Zachary. Joe in California, you're on the air. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Alex. You're doing God's work, and I salute you.
Well, thank you, brother. Go ahead.
I want to talk to you about drones on two brief issues. One, there is a good use for drones. I say we fly one into the Bohemian Grove on the cremation of care and break up their little ceremony.
You know, we've actually talked about doing that. And believe me, the Secret Service would probably go completely wild on you about that. But hey, you're watching us. Aren't these the crooks that need to be washed? You make a really good point.
Well, the nice thing is it sends the footage back to your smartphone. So even if they took down the unmanned aerial device, we would still have the footage. And they can take one of us down. But if we send in those drones every single year...
Well, that's why they're saying, we'll protect you from the drones. We need state and federal laws, which then ban citizens having drones so only the establishment can. It's like, we'll deal with congressional insider trading. And then they legalize it, claiming they criminalized it when it was already illegal. Go ahead.
They need to know there's nowhere they can hide. And the second issue I wanted to bring up just briefly... I know it's important that you have good relations with anybody, especially Michael Savage. He has a huge audience. However, I hope that you can respectfully hold his feet to the fire with his take on drones. Just last week, he mocked his audience for their mistrust of the Obama administration and Eric Holder. He supports the legal case for using drone strikes on Americans. He supports the official story of Anwar al-Awlaki. He never mentions the fact that Anwar al-Awlaki dined at the Pentagon. He doesn't talk about the shoe bomber, the underpants bomber, the Fort Hood shooter. He calls his listeners knee-jerk neocons and nervous Nelly media conservatives because they question Eric Holder.
Well, let me just be clear. I didn't hear him say all that, but... I'm getting him on about his book, and my issue is he didn't say, hey, don't ask me tough questions, but when somebody asks, well, what do you want me on about, and then I'm honest with them what it's about, I'm not going to sneak attack somebody on my show. I'll ask if he wants to take some phone calls. I mean, maybe you can call in then. But see, I can't just say, hey, you said this and that. I'm not saying you're lying, but it might be your interpretation as well. I just can't go off of what you say. But I'm going to get Savage on. All I know is Savage talked about Obama staging false flags, Obama's domestic army, Obama coming after the guns, the New World Order. Of all the big mainline talk show hosts out there, I mean, I think Savage is the best. I know that Savage doesn't work behind the scenes to try to shut my show down and cause it problems and mess with sponsors and things like someone else does. And so my whole issue is he's not an empty suit. And I work with WorldNet Daily. He works with them. And so we'll see what happens tomorrow. But I'm not going to – it's not that I'm going to do sit here and do a softball interview. I've got him coming on about the big threat, the New World Order, Obama, all this other stuff. But send me emails. Send me the facts on what you're saying there. You know, so much stuff that ends up getting said about Savage, you go look it up and it's not true. Or it's a forgery or it's twisted. I mean, you know – I had some guy walk up to me this weekend while I'm eating with my family at a restaurant and say he was a fan, but I could tell by the way he was looking at me. I was like, oh, every once in a while it happens. And he's like, how do I know you're not with the government or whatever? And I'm like, hey, man, believe whatever you want. It's a cop-out to sit there and ask, because it puts them on a moral high horse. Like, I'm questioning you with no proof. You know, if somebody's got the proof of something wrong I've done, bring it. Okay, I'm here fighting tyranny. It's obvious.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Social unrest, food shortages, political turmoil, EMPs, earthquakes, tornadoes, hurricanes, fires, riots, flooding. It's not a matter of if, but when. What if it happened right now? Would you have the supplies to survive off the grid? Offthegrid.com is the place to go for the widest selection of survival supplies at rock-bottom prices. Head over to offthegrid.com for survival kits, first aid supplies, dry food, water filters and purifiers, gas masks, solar and crank radios, solar generators, ammo, knives, stun guns, pepper sprays, hats and bags, fire starters, a library of books, and a whole lot more. Get free same-day shipping on all orders over $75. Enter promo code RADIO at checkout and receive an additional 5% discount off our already lowest in the industry prices. Offthegrid.com, proud to stand shoulder to shoulder with you as we protect our Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That makes me wanna shout. I got some-
I'd rather get to know Michael Savage and then try to influence him that way than just get him on here and try to act like I've got a bigger, you know, what than he does. See, I'm not in competition with people. I told him that on the phone. He didn't really bring that subject up, but it came up one way. And, I mean, I want this country back. I want this world back. I don't want to give in to total tyranny. I mean, this is life and death for me because I know the score. This is not about who's number one or who's on the most stations. If I wanted to do that, folks, I would have taken the deal and been the next Glenn Beck. TV deals, the books, all of it. I was offered the exact same thing, and 2 years later, Glenn Beck came along. And that's how it works. These radio executives go out and find people that they think can do certain things, and then they create shows and then program them. And I was told the same thing 4 different times by different high-level executives, different companies, the same story. How you don't have to worry. We will show you how to be number one, and this is what we're going to do. And that just does not interest me. Changing history for the better interests me. Standing up against evil, not having this nightmare New World Order takeover. I mean, if most people working for the system, most of them aren't bad. They're just sellouts, ladder climbers. But what they don't know is that ladder that goes into the clouds, that cloud isn't water vapor, it's nerve gas. They think they're climbing up to the magic, you know, castle with the gold, and they're not. They're climbing up a globalist ladder into a very bad place. See, I don't want to go up that ladder. I want to get out of this system. I want to change things. And I know history. I know I can do it with your help. I know you have power. And if you knew what I knew, I mean, if you knew I'm not just making all this up, if you go research what I'm saying, and a lot of you have done that, you'd understand, of course he's not selling out. He knows history. I mean, if these globalists weren't absolutely pure evil, I probably would have compromised in more ways just to get into the power structure with the old thing of work from within. Something this bad, you cannot compromise with it. I'm trying to explain this to people. There's no pragmatic way out of this, okay? You've got to have a clean break with these people and really get what's happening. And all of us just have to start saying no in different ways. And you can see us turning the momentum. That's why the system's accelerating the takeover right now. I know we got loaded phones. Mike Adams is coming in about 15 minutes. We'll go to Brian and Zachary and Brendan and Tim, everybody, when we come back. So I'm going to break. It's too late to go to calls right now. It's just... that caller asked those questions, and then I'm thinking, well, you know, what kind of questions should I ask Savage? Because, see, it wasn't even in my mind that, oh, I'm going to do a softball interview. I never even thought like that. I'm like a hunting dog. I'm on my trail, and that's what I'm doing. I was thinking, how do I, you know, get Michael Savage to come on regularly to talk about things that he thinks are important, because it will add a richness to the broadcast and bring in Michael Savage listeners, and then my listeners will go over to Michael Savage, and then we will change Michael Savage, I believe, in the long run. But reality will change people. But that's not even the overall goal. The overall goal is to talk about issues and get his perspective about how China has become our owner by the globalist traders manipulating us into that position. See, I'm worried about the big threat on the planet. I'm not worried about, you know, showing someone up because I'm the big man.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
Bible. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.